Round ourselves up here, shall we? 7 after the hour, Monday, the 29th of July. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn. I think Roberta Fasanelli is lurking around the corner, around every corner. Ken Kessler is here as we work on what the items of interest are for today. The news nuggets, a lot of information. The Whitey Bulger trial in Boston. Mobster.
What's been going on? Because, you know, we don't hear a lot about it in L.A.
Well, because it seems, well, it's unfortunate because he lived in L.A. He lived in Santa Monica over.
He was hiding out.
Yeah, he lived in one of those apartment complexes off of, I always forget the name of this street. I don't know why I do. It's a main sort of thoroughfare and considered one of the villages in Santa Monica. At any rate, he's not there. He's here. I'm on the other side of the world in Massachusetts. That's where he is. And guess what? Lawyers haven't said whether he is going to take the stand himself or not. The trial's been going on for a couple of weeks. The prosecution presented their information and their reason for wanting to send him away. They proved, so they think, that he killed at least 19 people himself, was instrumental in killing 40 or more others, and ran the rackets in Boston for a long time. There was a local story here about, I think it was on Saturday night, they actually had pictures of the inside of the apartment. They took the walls off of the apartment, and this is a rented apartment. He didn't even own the house. And they were loaded with big packs of $100 bills.
Wow.
They found thousands and thousands of packs of all of this money there. Very interesting. So that's the Bulger story at the moment. There was a huge heist in Cannes. Huge jewel heist. Multi-million dollar. It may have been $53 million worth of gems yesterday. A room containing a temporary exhibit of jewelry was attacked by thieves. Pulled out a gun on employees, stuffed a bag with all these gems. Police hunting the suspect, said to be a man in his mid-40s. Third such heist in the past 3 months.
Ooh, a serial heistist. This.
Apparently. By the way, the hotel where this took place was the movie set for the Alfred Hitchcock film starring Cary Grant called To Catch a Thief.
Oh, this is so cool.
Isn't that?
All right, I am such a goody-goody, and I do not like criminals at all. I always think they should be, like, prosecuted.
They're very likable. They're very
But art and jewelry thieves, oh, they're so intriguing. What makes them so intriguing? Maybe because that's what all the movies and the books are about. You know, good James Patterson, Beach Read.
Really? I don't know that I've thought about it that way. Thank you for opening up my mind for that.
I don't know, but aren't they? They're so intriguing, Jewel. I mean, think about it. If there was a female art thief, wouldn't you think that was kind of cool?
Yeah. Oh, I think that'd be very cool.
Yeah.
Haven't there been a few films about that? Yeah. Oh, yeah, the lady would be very hot. You'd think she would be, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The second body pulled from the Hudson River yesterday after a pre-wedding boat crash. The best man drowned, and I think that there was, I think the bride-to-be and the was the fiancé, he was injured, but I don't think he died, right?
Oh.
It was just underneath the Tappan Zee Bridge, which is up, how far, Roberta? About 35, 40 miles up the Hudson?
Yeah, it connects, the two mainlands that cross the Hudson River at Westchester County.
Yeah, but it's Connecticut to New York, as I recall.
No, it's New York to New York.
The Tappan Zee Bridge, on the other side of the bridge is New York?
Yes, it's New York to New York. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's not quite Connecticut yet at that point.
So there was another accident.
It's the bride and the best man.
Because that was
tragic.
Right.
Just tragic.
And then here's another one from Indianapolis. A bus returning from a church camp crashed on Interstate 465 in Indianapolis. The victims
really sad.
There were the pastor and his wife. They were expecting their second child. So that's the tragedy of the weekend. I don't want to necessarily focus on that. How about we focus on the Queen of Cheap report? I see you have a big Lowe's coupon here, Roberta, yeah? So we don't have. All right. So, this is how many we have? Technical difficulties.
I thought the whole Mercury in retrograde thing was over.
Not on this show.
No.
It continues on.
The weekend tropical storm heading for Hawaii.
No.
What's the name? This is the 2020 News Quiz question.
Maka.
All right, here we go. This is the question a little early, but we'll give you a little more time. 888-302-3684. What is the name of this huge storm that is expected to bring 18-foot high waves, flooding, high winds to Hawaii? Wouldn't you? Can you imagine the person who spent maybe months and months planning their first trip to go to Hawaii?
And it's expensive?
Oh, it's very expensive to go to Hawaii. And to have this tropical storm bearing down on you, it'll affect the weather there for 3-4 days. Let's say you were going for a long weekend. Imagine what in the world you're thinking about. All right, I mean, you put all this money into it and wanted to be so romantic. 888-302.
Down the chance you might get washed away.
I'm fast on that thing.
To huddle indoors.
888-302-3684. What's the name of the storm that is attacking Hawaii at the moment? 888-302-3684. You'll get a swell prize if you're the first person that calls with the right answer and haven't won anything before. Here, it's a good day program at 14 after on Monday.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
So you're tooling along in your Malibu and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, OnStar, is there an emergency? As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The mills were overstocked, so they came to us. We struck incredible deals on incredible floors, and we're passing the deals on to you at Lumber Liquidators Overstock Flooring Sale. All bamboo is on sale for $1.49 a square foot. Get laminate flooring from 49 cents, and our best laminates up to 33% off. Pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices, plus special extended financing. Hurry, Overstock Flooring Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before these deals get away.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hey, 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn is here. All right, so because we don't have a real Queen of Cheap report, but because you have something that's extraordinary, Roberta, in terms of, I don't know whether I'd use the word extraordinary to describe this or not, it's a pretty compelling stuff. Lowe's has a special coupon. You want to highlight that for us?
Oh, yeah, it loads. If you're moving, let's say, you can very easily get 10% off just by registering at Lowe's.com. So if you're moving, or if you're just pretending that you're moving, or if you're moving a box from your bedroom to your living room, whatever it is.
Your
actually, I did do that once.
You pretended you were moving?
Yes, I told them I was moving because I knew I was going to buy a bunch of stuff, so I just got the 10% off at Lowe's.
Really?
Yes.
How long ago was that?
I don't know, 5-6 years ago.
So they offer this with regularity?
Yes, they do. If they don't announce it as much, but yes, they do have that with regularity. If you are moving, you can get 10% off at Lowe's.
Hmm. All right.
How about that?
So that would be our Queen of Cheap deal for today. And
we got other stuff, too.
Oh, do you?
Yes,
all right, well,
we do.
Let's have our official. We didn't get it.
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff.
Oh, have you? It didn't make
I
it.
I sent it to you. You're on the email trail, Doug.
I am. Well, I'm on the email trail of the Lowe's thing. I haven't seen anything else.
Oh, there's a ton of stuff on there. You're on the email trail for the whole thing. Open
really?
Up your email.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I didn't get it either.
We don't have it. Neither of us have it. So your email must have
strange.
Gone to snail mail. At any rate,
I'm going to send it to Ken, too.
All right, so he'll post it. In the meantime, why don't we have our official Evan intro for Roberto, our memory.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster type.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, like we said, we have Lowe's moving coupon. If you're moving or not moving or just want 10% off, you know, you can go there and pretend you're moving. You get 10% off at Lowe's. Just about anything. You got to go to the website and request your coupon. If you're having a baby or if you're not having a baby and you just happen to like their clothes, you can go to Motherhood Maternity. They're giving us 70% off. I bought maternity clothes now and again just because I like the style and if it doesn't make you look that pregnant. But, you know, it's some of the stuff's kind of nice. So 70% off Motherhood Maternity. Barnes & Noble, take your date there, buy one Frappuccino drink, get one free. All you got to do is go to the Starbucks at Barnes & Noble Cafe, and we have the coupon for you at DougStephan.com.
How about Dud Stephan? Yeah, let's make a new
Dudley,
website.
DudleyStephan.com.
Yeah.
And at Rite Aid, this is a fantastic program. If you're over 65, they have their Wellness 65 Plus program. You get a lot of perks when you sign up for that, and you get 20% off the entire store, whatever you buy in the store on the first Wednesday of each month, free pharmacist consultation to review new medications, your immunization needs, free blood pressure screening. The big thing here is first Wednesday of every month, 20% off whatever you buy at Rite Aid if you apply for that Wellness 65 Plus program. You have to be 65. You can't fake it unless you get some fake ID, you know, get like a fake driver's license or something.
How about that on the other end? But conceptualize that for just a second.
You know?
Fake IDs for being too old.
For being
65
years old.
Right? I mean, we all thought about it when we were in college or when we were younger.
Right, yeah.
But that was when fake ID. Now we have a whole new, the baby boomer generation becoming of age. There's so many benefits for being older. Let's say you're 62 and you want to make it seem like you're 65.
You
want to
be in this program. You're
going to
get
fake ID for being older. Perfect.
You see, that's a business. When I was in college, I had a thriving fake ID business going.
Did you really?
Yes, yes.
Is there a statute of limitations on that?
I think that there is.
I'd hope so, anyway.
I was really good at it.
I'm sure you were. All right, so Kenny's going to post this stuff as he can, and it'll be in the Queen of Cheap box today. Did you leave anything else out?
Nope, it was those items, yeah.
Hi, Jennifer, what's coming up in the next half hour from the world of television in your report?
Is Jay Leno really leaving NBC? Here we go again. It's the news there, and it's a Sharknado coming to your movie theater.
Plus, is it Hillary Clinton, what is it, a biopic or something?
You'd be surprised to hear who's playing her.
21 After on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Where did you get that?
Right. That's not the best one. All right.
Oh, no, the best one is, yeah.
Cue up the other one. The Anthony Weiner parody songs, based around, obviously, what's going on in New York City. This guy has no regret, no remorse. Apparently, he doesn't have any inner filters or anything. He says, New Yorkers don't care about this. Do you agree with that, being a New Yorker, Roberta?
No, not at all. We do care about this. So we're looking at this guy going, really? Really?
Yeah, this is the best you have. All right, so here's another one of the parody songs that has shown up over the weekend. This is in testament to what he calls himself, Carlos Danger, I believe. Isn't that the handle he uses when he's doing
Carlos Danger.
Yeah, all right. So here's
my winner. He's Carlos Danger.
Yeah, here's the tribute to Carlos Danger. You're going to like this one even better, Roberta. Johnny Rivers song.
There's a man who goes by Carlos Danger. His private parts are to no one now, a stranger. With every tweet he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't win re-election. Carlos Danger Man, Carlos Danger Man. Sent that girl your member, and now you're the one to blame.
Right. You know, if this guy's name was Joe Smith, wouldn't that be just so sad?
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be as fun.
Wouldn't work. No, wouldn't work. All right, so anyway, and he's so either oblivious, he's such a narcissist, whatever it is. I mean, this guy needs...
Well, anybody who sends pictures of their private parts, you have to be a narcissist. I mean, who does that? Especially a grown man.
Yeah. I mean, different when you're like 12, maybe.
Right, yeah. You know.
Well, but there's nothing to see when you're 12. 26 past the hour.
Is that what your mom told you?
My mom and I never had this conversation.
Oh,
in fact. All right, so we have our 2020 news quiz question, and the question has to do with the tropical storm that is expected to bring these big waves, 18, 20-foot waves today to Hawaii.
And you know some dummy is going to go try to surf, right?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Right. Yep.
With a camera.
All right, so here's David in San Francisco. Hi, David. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, morning, Doug.
Morning.
You know, I was hearing about a big real estate storm hitting Utah, but Isaac is the one that's trying to hit Hawaii.
Really? I'm afraid that you were reading the wrong newspaper, sir. That is not the name. What do you say, Mike? What's the name of the tropical storm? Flossie is the name
Flossie?
Of the
Flossie.
Flossie
is the cow, not a
the
storm.
The Big Island. Well,
yeah. Fergie song.
Why not? What's the, that's a president. Say it again, Doug. A prejudicial statement on your part, Roberta. How
Flossie?
Dare you?
That's a cow name.
Well, there are women. I know women.
There are women named
Flossie.
Yeah, they usually work street corners.
Nice. That would be Roberta at Doug
Roberta, Stephen. Exactly, right? Her email address, Roberta at Doug
Stephen. She doesn't get email. Let's give her some, kids.
Yeah. I don't know anybody named Flossie.
All right, Mike, you get the prize. Hold on just a second. Jennifer Aniston, addressing the rumors that she and her fiancé, Justin Theroux, had canceled their wedding plans. She just says, we have yet to set any dates.
Right. She feels like they're already married.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I suppose then some people might.
So if you're already married, should we take bets on when the divorce comes?
Yeah. Nice. That's in Las Vegas. Probably somebody in Las Vegas that is making books.
I know.
On that, one way or another. Anyway, she's promoting her new movie, what is it called? We Are the Millers?
Yeah, it looks terrible.
Looks terrible.
Ugh,
yeah,
terrible.
Right. Yeah, it just looks... She's signed on to do some... She's done some pretty good movies.
Yeah.
But she's done some pretty bad movies. Yeah. This looks like one of the bad ones. 28 past the hour. This is the Monday Good Day program.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that your older pet takes more naps than he or she used to? Does your dog or cat spend more time seeking the warmth of a radiator or a sunny spot to curl up in? Have you noticed that it takes more time for your pet to get up and greet you when you come home from an outing? Does he or she appear stiff when first rising from a nap? Sounds like your dog or cat's in his or her senior years. Your senior citizen pets have given you the best years of their lives. The very least you can do is provide them with the very special care they need during their golden years. As your pet ages, it's important to make more frequent trips to the vet, especially nowadays with the new techniques in veterinary medicine. They can find stuff early. Instead of once a year, I advocate at least twice a year, preferably three or four if you can. You know, early detection of your oldster's health problems gives your pet the best chance for recovery. And since you know your pet best, you should let your vet know of any changes you've noticed or any suspicions you might have. It's always good to watch your dogs when they're feeling good and when they're younger, so you can notice the changes as they age. It can make a big difference in their quality of life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
After the hour, Monday, second half hour of this, the, what is this, the fourth hour of the Good Day program? If you're
already time
following for- along, you want to go back and do podcasts or you want to get the archives, hour number four is what we're in. Can you imagine somebody listening to all 6 hours of this program? I know somebody.
You don't even listen to all
close to me. Thank you.
And they're still sane?
I'm not sure about that. I wouldn't make bet on that. But we try to get to the best stories of the day, things that will affect you in one way or another. The intelligence of farm animals. There is a report out from the animal rights groups that says pigs, chickens, I don't know what it says. It doesn't.
You know, you told
you
us
sure
to turn your volume up.
Are you sure those people are still listening? Really?
I might want to revisit that for a moment. Anyway, animal rights groups this weekend have issued a collective report on the intelligence of animals. Now, I've always maintained that cows and horses were pretty smart. Cows, Meredith and I used to have this conversation.
If they were that
argument.
Smart, wouldn't they be slaughtering us?
Well, no, because I think they have a different way. They're kinder than we are, in essence. Pigs, I'm not so sure of. Chickens, I'm not sure of. Cows, I am sure of. Cows may be as smart and sociable as dogs. The same is true with horses. This is a report, however, that has an aim to it, and the aim is to increase the number of vegetarians in our country so that the people who are growing chickens would be put out of business and the hog farmers would be put out of business if these people had their way. I don't know that I look at it that way. I think it's very difficult to try to dictate to people. This is what's happened. You see the resentment that happened when Mayor Bloomberg, for example, says, "We got to do this, we got to do that. This is we're smarter than you are, so we're going to make these decisions for you." I happen to be a big believer in Bloomberg. I like what he's done, but I think on occasion New Yorkers thought he'd gone a little far, right, Roberta? A little bit far in trying to dictate what people do with their lives and the decisions that they make. But the other side of that coin is that people make such bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to be so uneinformed and uneducated about a lot of this stuff that maybe there's a need for it.
Bloomberg's looking at it from an economic point of view. If people keep drinking large sodas and keep getting bigger and bigger and more obesity, it's going to cost the state more money in medical costs. So
and there's the fact that he really likes the way that King of New York crown looks on his head.
That may be. So at any rate, the whole business about whether you eat meat or not, I'm not going to tell you that it should be a law. I just tell you from my own perspective what I know, what I sense, what I feel in terms of the lives of these animals. In our culture, we don't eat dogs. In some cultures, they do.
Mm-hmm.
In the culture in India, I have a couple that come to visit my farm every Sunday afternoon. We were baling hay yesterday afternoon. I was up and down the driveway a lot before it got dark. This couple comes. I have my young calves are 14 or 15 now in this pasture of calves that have been weaned, and they're growing, and so they are now becoming socialized, i.e. we're putting them together. Normally, the first couple, 3 months of their lives, they live in isolation, and then they're put together. So they're in this pasture that's along the driveway, and this couple comes every Sunday afternoon. They are Indian. They get out of their car, and they have a service. I've watched this. I have not participated. I just watch it from afar. And they know who I am. I've not talked to them, but they recognize who I am. And so they have this ceremony with the calves, and it involves incense, and they put the dot on their forehead.
They didn't ask you if they could do this.
Show up and do it. I don't mind. I watch them as they're very tender with the animals because they're worshiping the cow, and there's no cow, there's nobody around for heavens who knows how far, 45, 50 miles at least in any direction that has any cows. So they have found me, they come in.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not making it up at all. No. Why? You think it's a story that's too good to be true?
Just sounds strange.
No. Well, but it sounds strange to you.
Right.
That's the point.
I'm just talking from my own perspective.
Yeah, but you don't have to defend yourself. What I'm suggesting here is that in our culture, we view these things differently than people in other cultures.
Yeah.
So it's okay to eat cows here for some. It's okay for in some cultures to eat horses. Meredith would be horrified if she thought one of her horses was going to go to the... That's why she retires them. She does the same thing with her horses that I do with my cows. Put them in a retirement home someplace or retire them yourselves and have this attention to these beings that we love. They have done us well, and so why would we do them harm at the end of their lives? Can you say the same for a chicken? I don't know anybody who thinks that a chicken, but that's me. Maybe it's in some culture or someplace. A chicken is looked at as well as a cow is. Pigs, is there a culture anywhere that pigs show up with the strength of cows and horses in other societies or dogs in our society? I don't know the answer to that. But it does give us cause to think. And for those of you who want to think, that's great. That's what we're here to do. I just thought it was kind of interesting that the report suggests, I'm not going to tell you that I think chickens are smart, but I'm sure there's somebody who's made a pet out of a chicken, right? There are pet chickens here and there.
Sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. 888, and there's no punchline here.
Yes, there is a pet chicken. Honey Boo Boo has one called Nugget.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Good for a chicken Mick, as in. 888-302-368. We haven't heard about Honey Boo Boo for quite a long time. Why?
She's back on TV.
Really?
Yes, yeah. and Mama Bear, or no, what's her name? The mom is getting married. Sugar Bear was going to propose last week.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Very nice. The University of Penn State University's former president, vice president, and athletic director appear today at a preliminary hearing on charges they tried to cover up the things that were the focus of the Jerry Sandusky fiasco. Can you imagine this is going on now? Their enrollment, by the way, has been cut in half. People leaving the school, not applying to the school, and it's because of this. Well, of course they were scared off. But this is the continuing saga of this. For those of you who thought it was put to bed when Jerry Sandusky was put in jail, not so, because the school is now being sued. This is, we talk about this frequently, the criminal aspect to a charge, and so that's taken care of. Now it's the civil side, so that means that the university and the state of Pennsylvania are being sued for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. So they have to put these people, the president got fired, the vice president got fired, athletic director got fired, but they're all having to appear today in this hearing, and they're the ones who are being attacked. So they'd be, I don't know how this works, Kenny, or if anybody knows, do you become, the university has its insurance, and would stand by its employees, I'm guessing, unless there's some kind of malfeasance, and they prove it against them, and then there's a hole in the insurance, so you could go after them individually. Does anybody know how that might work? I suppose we should call Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney, and figure that out. Matter of fact, Evan, that's a good idea. See if you can find Steve Wiseman for us, will you? So if, in fact, there is, I would like to know, frankly, what the ramifications are of this. If the university has insurance, is that fine, or can it be null and void, voided by the circumstances here? 888-302-3684 is one way of getting into the crowd here. Email to Roberta, Jennifer, Doug, or Ken at DougStefan.com. Ken follows social media, and we have a lot of activity going on there, I'm sensing. Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show. So what do we have, Kenny?
Lots of comments about Snowden.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff says, Putin has had all opposition leaders arrested on corruption charges and killed off his enemies in the media, and now he's got Edward Snowden.
Hmm. That's sweet.
Nick says the smartest U.S. move would be to simply leave Snowden alone.
Hmm. Leave him there.
And another Doug says, I would not want to put my life in the hands of Vladimir Putin.
No, but that second comment is an interesting one, isn't it, huh? Just leave him there alone, and he goes away. If the deal is he can stay there and not embarrass the United States anymore, that is, can't release any more the NSA records, then is that he's going to live the rest of his life in Russia? Is that punishment enough from somebody's point of view? Indicting.
Or at some point, we know he's kind of, you know, he's probably an arrogant type. So at some point, if they do back off, he might actually leave on his own when they can catch him and grab him, right? If they keep an eye on him?
I've looked at this a couple of different legal sites that I go to. And by the way, when I cough like that, I can't quite reach the microphone switch fast enough, and so I apologize.
It's okay,
for that.
We like it. Shows your human side.
Well, when I spend a full day in the hay fields like I did yesterday, it often comes through and has for years as a little allergy stuff. So, at any rate, my voice doesn't sound as bad as Jay Leno's. My God, is he? Whew, last couple of weeks sounds.
I know, poor
awful.
Guy.
Right. So, meanwhile, back at Snowden, let me just spend a minute on this. The fact that he could be indicted. Or the way that Mr. Holder has gone about trying to indict him. This legal expert that I have from George Washington University suggests that the charges have been trumped up in this case to provide colorable basis for seeking his extradition. There's no existing treaty, and these things have been filed four times now, and they've all been defective. The crime of theft of government property applies not only to the defendant if he took government property for his own use or the use of another, or intends to convert it to his own use or gain, but there is a lot of publicity that's attached to this that suggests that Snowden did not get anything out of it. Is anybody? He isn't getting any money out of this at all.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that's hard to prove.
No obvious money, though.
No, not in this case. Jennifer, and the report on television, what big deal is happening at NBC? Is Leno still involved? Can you imagine a co-hosting Leno and Leno and Jimmy Fallon together?
That'd be a cool tag team, yeah.
How about that? 888-302-3684 on the continuing Doug Stefan extravaganza for Monday.
It's easy to find excuses to come back again and again to Buffalo Wild Wings this time of year. Host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings, and you could get an exclusive fantasy draft kit that includes gift certificates for $100 and free food at participating locations and while supplies last, of course. A fantasy draft party with wings and beer. Yep, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. This is your year. Sign up for Yahoo Fantasy Football and host your draft party at Buffalo Wild Wings. The league that eats together wins together.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that. And for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement. I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. And I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitled The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7. So send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Jennifer!
Dougie!
Could it be that Jay Leno is not going to go to Fox?
It could be, but I still think he might. I don't know. I think NBC is very fickle. They made the announcement earlier this year that in February, Jay would be leaving before the Olympics, and then Jimmy Fallon would take over The Tonight Show after the Olympics. Well, now they're rethinking their removal of Jay once again. They still want Jimmy Fallon to take over The Tonight Show, but that doesn't mean they want Jay to go away completely. They want to have him stick around like Bob Hope did at the network. That's according to Robert Greenblatt, who's the chief over at NBC.
They paid Bob Hope for the rest of his life to be associated with NBC and not go somewhere else. So
you think they'll do that to Leno?
Well, if they'd have to make it a lot of money. They have to pay him what they're paying him now or what Fox would pay him. Otherwise, he'd be a fool to do it.
NBC says that Leno has a lot of ideas about what he'd like to do with the network. But, you know, if people have talked about CNN as a possibility, I know. And Fox, who knows? Who knows what will happen? But interesting.
Yeah.
Diane Lane has been cast in quite an interesting role. She'll be playing Hillary Clinton for an upcoming 4-hour mini series for NBC titled Hillary. The program will look at Clinton's life as a wife, mother, politician, and cabinet member from 1998 to the present. Good choice, you think?
Yeah. I'm always interested in stories about Hillary Clinton. It's just more and more.
I just didn't know if Diane Lane was a good choice, but I think she might be.
Her legs are not as, not like Hillary's, but
different in a better way.
Right.
All right, it's a Sharknado. We've heard nothing but just crazy things about this. It was a sensation online and on TV for Sci-Fi. Now they've cut a deal at Sci-Fi to bring Sharknado to a movie theater near you.
Great.
That's right. You can spend $12.50 to go see the movie at Regal Edwards or UA Cinemas for one night only, thank God, on August 2nd, right, if you're interested.
So that's what, Saturday? Friday. Friday night.
Yeah, you can go Friday night. You can check it out. Because I watched a little over the weekend. Oh, my.
So silly.
It is so cheesy.
It's silly. It really is. All right, so Oprah Winfrey's on with David Letterman this week.
Yeah, also August 1st, marking her second visit ever to a David Letterman show. The first since 2005.
When are they doing that Lindsay Lohan thing? They make a big deal of that.
Lindsay gets out of rehab pretty soon, and she's going to go to London, and then she comes back and starts filming in the fall.
No, but she's going to be on Oprah. Isn't Oprah interviewing her?
Yeah, she's going to do an interview first. Paris and then her reality series. Her interview will air on Sunday, August 18th.
Got it. Okay. All right, so there's the story on television from Jennifer Horne, who's here with the rest of the gang on the Good Day program. Happy to have you along on the Doug Steffen family.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of some of the important medical stories this week, including the story of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and how not having breakfast is a recipe to become a cardiologist's dream, in a sense. I guess if cardiologists are looking for patients and they want dream patients, heart disease sets in if you don't have a good breakfast. And here he is, noted cardiologist and friend of the Good Day program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Hi, Doug. This is out of the medical journal Circulation. It's American Heart Association journal. Men who skip breakfast, they have a 27% higher risk of suffering a heart attack or developing heart disease than those who start the day with something in their stomach. Men who skip breakfast are more likely to gain weight, to develop diabetes, to have hypertension, and to have high cholesterol.
Ginseng, a supplement that gives you energy, supposedly, right?
This is great news. This is out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute this week. Doug, nearly all patients with cancer can suffer from fatigue. We do know that at some point, and it can linger for several years. Cancer patients and survivors who feel tired or sluggish, Doug, they report feeling noticeably better after taking ginseng supplements for just 2 months. Ginseng is interesting because it acts on inflammation, and we think inflammation explains cancer-related fatigue. There's a great deal of evidence that a simple exercise program, even just regular walking, can work against cancer-related fatigue, and that's what this is strongly recommended in patients to help avoid.
So Richie should be taking ginseng.
Well, he's talked to his doctor about it because this is something you shouldn't do on your own. You have to be concerned about interactions with what you're on, but it's something to think about.
Yeah.
It's an early study, and if you're dealing with this, talk to your doctors about it.
See, Richie, I'm Dr. Doug. I'd tell you to go do it.
Yeah, they are always concerned about, they know the effects of the chemo. and they don't know the effects of taking certain supplements with the chemo and what it might do to the chemo. So they always kind of get a little bit freaky when you start talking about supplements. But they're big fans of getting all of your vitamins through healthier eating.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's, right. That's what's...
And can you get ginseng through any food? How do you get ginseng through food?
Now, you have to take this study. You have to take the supplement. They actually took 2,000 milligrams.
I can ask him, but like vitamin D, he's fine with, stuff like that. But ginseng, I definitely want to ask him about it.
This is brand new out of the Journal of the National Cancer Institute this week.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, next item is the fact that breastfeeding apparently lowers the risk of ADHD later in life, huh?
More good news out of the medical journal. Are you ready? Breastfeeding medicine. Children who are breastfed, Doug, they may have less risk of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. Children who are bottle fed at 3 months are found to be 3 times more likely to have ADHD than those who are breastfed during the same period.
Huh. All right, and those of you who are not getting enough sleep, listen to this.
This is out of the International Investigative Dermatology Meeting in Edinburgh, Scotland. Sleep-deprived women show signs of premature skin aging and a decrease in their skin's ability to recover after sun exposure. Inadequate sleep is correlated with reduced skin health and accelerates skin aging, Doug.
All right, so that's for women. What about men?
Well, we have to. Let's do the study. This study involves
just men's,
women.
What's the difference between men's skin and women's skin?
Well, you can't extrapolate. You can't assume in medicine. Right. This study just involved women.
All right.
Probably so, we get the same result, but we'll await that study.
Dr. Ken is here to tell you about PT9, the premium prostate health supplement, what it has in it and why it's good for you.
Question for you guys. What happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system. We just found out, bad skin. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful, natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
All right, here's how you get PT9. You call 800-811-6931. Get it direct from the manufacturer. PT9 comes to you risk-free. You get 3 full bottles when you call 800-811-6931. There's a special product they'll send with you to help make this work. PT9. Take care of, feed your prostate, sleep well at night. 800-811-6931.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.